Aircheckdownloads.com.
I don't know how we do it. Every week we get the best looking audience in Earl's Court. It's like working on the set of Dallas. That's Womack and Womack. Celebrate the world.
Oh, will you keep the noise down, please?
Not to mention St. Patrick's Day. Ah, yes, there's one or two of them suffering round here, no mistake. You wouldn't think there would be, really. The amount of booze they usually put away.
I met Mrs. Flanagan in the village last week. I said I haven't seen your husband for a long time. Where is he? She said he's in Canada for the last 6 months because of a commercial he saw on the television. It said, drink Canada dry, and he's gone to see if he can do it, by the way.
Sounds like the fella you were boozing with last night.
He says, have a nice glass of wine. Well, I drank this wine. I said, that's very strong wine, isn't it? He said, the Pope drinks that. I said, no wonder they carry him about in a chair.
He staggered home drunk at 2 o'clock in the morning, stepped on the cat, knocked over the television set, and his wife jumped out of bed and she grabbed him right by the back of the neck, took him up the end of the street and walked him up on top of a big hill. And at the bottom of this hill at 2 o'clock in the morning, there was a big building with all the lights on and the smoke was pouring out of the chimneys. And she said, do you see that building down there? That's a brewery and they can make it faster than you can drink it. He said, I know, but I got some work at nights.
Oh, you think he's a boozer? You should have seen Doolin and the party they had back in the old country.
And the Guinness was flowing, and I think Doolin had a drop too much to drink, because at midnight, he suddenly heard music beginning to play, and he got an irresistible urge to dance. He saw this vision in red, and he just sauntered over and said, would a lovely lady in red care to have this dance with me? And the figure answered, I must refuse. For many reasons. Firstly, I can't dance. Secondly, that is not dance music the band is playing. It is the national anthem. And thirdly, I am not your lovely lady in red. I am the Bishop of Galway.
Alrighty, 1FM, that's Tyree. Turn up the bass, yeah, turn up the treble. Put one hand on your heart, one hand on the radio, and stand by to testify.
Why you want a band?
Sorry, I'm getting carried away. That's how they do it in America, you see. Especially in the South.
There was an old couple in the front room of their home. They had their rocking chairs and they were comfortable and content. This faith healer came on the radio. He said, I can heal you tonight if you're in the sound of my voice this evening. I can heal you tonight if you want to be healed. Put one hand on your radio. Put one hand on what you want healed.
The sketch might buck up now, all right.
So, the old lady reached over and put one hand on the radio and put one hand on the old tired heart and kept humming and singing. Wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. The husband looked over and said, well, what the hell can I lose? He reached over and put one hand on the radio and sneaked one hand down his lap. He said, wade in the water. Wade in the water, children. His wife looked over at him. She said, Al, he said he could heal, not raise the dead.
Yeah, here we are, brothers. 50,000 volts of suck it to me soul power.
Truth with honor. That's our policy.
Yeah, and a bit of smart.
That's for sure.
I'm going to wait till the midnight hour.
Wicked pickets, I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. We may recall after a few years ago, Mrs. Thatcher said the NHS is safe in our hands. Mind you, at the time she was holding it by the throat. But now that privatization's hotting up, will GPs be tempted to break the 11th commandment? Thou shalt not advertise. We rather think they will. Is your doctor bad-tempered? Does he keep losing his patients? Then come to your new friendly surgery at Bedside Manor. 5 doctors, no waiting. We give instant medical advice over a cup of tea. Yes, get your GP tips here. Roxanne, our qualified nurse, is always in attendance. And she's an SRN.
State registered nurse?
No, sultry raving nympho.
Yes, I can make a patient without disturbing the bed.
You'll have no complaints with her. Yes! Yes, pay us a visit.
Oh, I do mean pay.
At the Bedside Manor. It's the practice that makes perfect.
Thank you. Yeah, I can just see it now.
Would you like an anesthetic or are you National Health? Michael Jackson, leave me alone. I want to go where nobody will see me. Try Night Network, Michael. If you've never heard of Night Network, it rather proves my point, doesn't it? Well, here we are, down at the Ideal Home Exhibition for the second of our four-week stints. And I think all this housey stuff is rubbing off onto us, you know. We're walking down the street this week, late at night. You know how you attach human characteristics to animals sometimes? Well, we started doing the same thing to the houses.
What?
Just wondering, if they could talk, what they might be saying.
Psst! Rolls! Rolls Cottage!
Charlie? Charlie View!
Oh, just call me C. How are you?
Oh, full up. They've got their family staying.
I want building up a bit, lass.
Oh, no. I don't hope with all this plastic surgery.
Well, my lot are really doing me up. You know I used to have no loft insulation.
Yeah, you had gone a bit thin on top.
Well, I had that done. But what do you think of this stone cladding, then? You can't see the join, can you?
No, it's very realistic. You're lucky. I was hoping for a new goat this winter. Look at me, I'm peeling.
That mustn't. Not in front of all these houses.
Oh, it's okay. They've got their blinds drawn. Oh, dear. Gunga Zumping's in a bit of a state.
It's his flu. There's a lot of it about.
Well, it's his own fault. He's always smoking.
Well, it's his only pleasure left now they made him into flats.
Must be hard having all those people living on top of each other.
Especially when you're a bungalow.
Hey, have you heard about her on the corner? She knew.
She's not much new about her.
No, poor old thing. Yeah, she's had it all took away, you know.
No.
Aye. Sideboard, tables, chairs, the lot.
Yeah, we know her sort. All bay windows and no net curtains. Beds are burning. Not round here, they're all water beds, mate. One of them catches fire, you could poach yourself to death. That's out again from Midnight Oil. And we'll play that for old pal Phil Cool and his backing band, Nothing by Chance, because me and the team went to see them in Reading on Tuesday at the university. And the high spot was Frank Spencer singing Addicted to Love.
What?
It's true. The students are great there, too. There were business studies people going into business, design students going into designing, and philosophy students going into... Well, they weren't quite sure what they were going into.
You try asking a philosophy student what they're going to be when they leave university. What are you going to be when you leave university? Oh, I don't know. Well, philosophy's helping a lot then, isn't it?
Yes. They should take a leaf out of the book of the great philosophers like Jean-Paul Sartre.
One of the best centre-forwards West Ham ever had.
Sartre?
By sheer mind power alone, you get the ball on top of the net, you know what I mean? Talk about dead ball situation. He could prove the ball didn't exist, you know what I mean?
What are you on about?
You know, I sometimes think, what is all about? What are we here for? Don't you sometimes think that?
No, of course not.
Well, these two do.
Where do we come from? Peckham. Well, I come from Peckham, you come from Bromley, didn't you? Where are we going? I'm going back to Peckham.
So it's for the meeting of the minds. Where do you think the great minds drew their philosophies from?
Sex. Sex. That's what made philosophers think. Study the quotes of the great philosophers. To be is to do it. I think, therefore I am, wondering if you're coming up for a coffee. The way people view sex is the way they view the human race. It's true. For example, I think William Shakespeare would be the type of guy that was into listening to Women's Hour on Radio 4. Whereas, Pol Pot and Adolf Hitler would be more your kind of Benny Hill Sunday sport type of guys. They would! Oh, look at them. I think I'll invade Poland.
Nine minutes past one on the Just Show, live from Earl's Court. Playing Paul Rabdol, Straight Up. Well, this was a week, of course, that saw Roger Moore pulling out of Aspects of Love after his performing skills were stretched beyond their limit. That's right, they asked him to raise both eyebrows.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. Get up, get on up, get up, get on up.
This afternoon at 2, the final part of The Godfather of Soul, the James Brown story.
Ha! Well, you see me say, this man look like he's 30 years old, you know. Well, I'm a lot older, and I thank God for it, but I'll be around forever.
The story comes up to date from the funky tracks of the 70s to James Brown's remarkable revival in the 80s with Living in America and the sampling revolution. Get on the good foot with me, Robbie Vincent, and the Godfather of Soul this afternoon at 2.
I feel good!
Yeah!
Adrian, just
I feel pretty mediocre. Not really. We're in full effect. A couple of Irish sportsmen have birthdays today. Jockey Pat Headley is 37, and Hurricane Higgins is up to 40 before breakfast. Hence, kissing the pink. Yeah, no, I say that. And last film, their big one. It's Shaky Jake now. You've got to see all the new films, don't you?
Sir Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, yeah. You don't like Stallone, do you? Because he never went to Vietnam.
He didn't go to Nam. He went to Sweden and taught girls soccer during the Vietnam War. And then he makes $1 billion off of this war. And I was watching Rambo 2 on a plane, and he says, "Do we win this time?" That's what he said in the movie. "Do we win this time?" And I go, "What? What are you talking about? The girls' soccer championships?"
Well, but the Americans love him, don't they?
There's like women that look like Aunt B are behind me going, "Kill those goddamn Pringles!"
He'd be in a foxhole pulling rings out of grenades with his teeth. Even his teeth were macho. And it's still true. I watch guys. Clint Eastwood's a big macho hero. Charles Bronson expresses himself with his fists. How are you today, Mr. Bronson?
I had heroes like them when I was a kid. So did you, didn't you?
I believed in Montgomery Clift, William Holden, Clark Gable. I believed that somewhere there were men like those movie stars who woke up in the morning, their hair perfectly coiffed, their breath as fresh as violets. Men who, unlike myself, didn't have to run to the John like Mercury Morris.
Yes, when I was young, I modeled myself on a big Hollywood star, you know.
Yeah, don't tell me. Ching Kong.
That's enough from you. The Fuzzbox Girls calling International Rescue.
Hi there, Penny. Jeff here. We've got a hot one for you. Can you take care of it?
Yes, Jeff. Leave it to me.
Oh, well, that was a great TV series, wasn't it? Thunderbirds.
Oh, gee, Mr. Tracy.
It's like Neighbours with strings. But there were good kids' shows in the 60s, weren't there? Like Crackerjack. Come on, you'll have to do better than that. Like Crackerjack. That's better.
I hated that show. Especially that wee pantomime bit at the end. When popular songs from the hit parade were crucified by Peter Glaze.
Ashes to ashes, front to funky, Major Tom's a cheeky monkey.
When you think of children's television 25 years ago, I bet you couldn't remember a one from then.
Oh, I could. There was Ragtag and Bobtail.
Yeah, the Bee Gees have done well, haven't they, then?
Muffin the Mule?
That's an offence now, isn't it, Gavin? Times have changed, eh?
And then there was the Flower Pot Men.
Oh, you mean Skogolog and Olob?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
and all those cartoons.
I just like watching Top Cat, you know, that was a good cartoon.
Okay, man, let's move. We gotta get this on the road, boys. Brain, what's a time? Well, the big hand is pointing straight up, and the little hand is pointing to the five. So the dive is, forget a brain, choo-choo, what's the verdict? I'm with you, Tacey. Yeah, but are kids' programs any better these days?
No, they are not, I reply. What about that one, Rainbow? The one with the gay bear on it. Jeffrey!
Yeah, and that Zippy, the first lager lout we ever had.
Or Grange Hill.
If anyone offers you drugs, just say no.
Yeah, it was a good campaign, that. All the stars were in it, weren't they?
Which stars are they, then? Ian Botham. Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Alex Higgins.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the sort of stars who just say yes, usually.
Aircheckdownloads.com.